Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
How's it going, catch-uppers? I'm so mad.
What are you mad about?
Because I'm just looking up at the TV right now. Ellen's on.
Oh, that's good. What
and she's
done.
Doing Ellentine's Day.
We could be doing Ellietine's Day.
I know. Why didn't we think of that?
Well, we have been doing Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's
you don't
true.
Hear that in the catch-up. We leave it out because it's a competition. You can't win it if you're listening.
Yeah.
Annoying to listen to something you can't win.
Do you reckon Ellen would be giving away tinnies as well with Ellentine's Day? Do you reckon they know what a tinny is in America?
Ellen should be doing Ellentine's Day. It's just pictures of Ellen on a 4X gold given away.
Looks like she's giving away undies. Anyway, let's stop watching Ellen. Let's talk about this podcast because you lucky people are about to hear 30 minutes of gold.
Yeah, groundbreaking radio. That's what was in it.
Can you say it with a bit more pep in your voice?
That's a good interviews. Give
oh,
it
yeah?
I'm a Celeb, two Eliminees, Luke Jacobs and Angie Kent, one of the Gogglebox chicks. One of my favourite highlights from that interview is Ellie asks her how her mum on Gogglebox is when it's actually just her best friend.
Oh, I feel like I can share this with you, catch-uppers, because you'll notice we just completely glaze over because as soon as I say, you must be stoked, your mum's still in there, there was silence at the end of the line and then Josiah's like, it's not her mum. And she all of us
it.
Ignored it.
Even her, she just go, oh, you'll hear what she says, but very awkward.
The thing is, I've been watching Gogglebox. I've been watching I'm a Celeb.
Bro, that sounds so sad. I've never seen either.
No, they're great. I just have always thought for years that they were mother and daughter. Anyway, 17 years between them, they could technically be mother and daughter.
They could be, especially around Shepparton.
Anyway, the catch-up today is a bit of fun there and there. We stitch you up with one of the listeners to get you back for something.
Yeah.
Other fun stuff in here too.
So many things.
Just enjoy. I'm going to go watch more Ellen.
Ellentine's Day. Let's go.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, we need to talk about something that happened after the show yesterday.
Yeah, well, we put up a poll on the Hit GV account yesterday after we did a story about Will Smith coming out as Aladdin. He looked terrible. That's what I came out and said, terrible. You said, well, you do better. And I said, well, I will. So we put up a poll saying, should Josiah dress up as the, not dress up, paint himself as the genie from Aladdin? 72% of people said yes.
Unfortunately for me, because when you say yes, Goulburn Valley.
I'm a genie in a bottle.
We have to deliver. And so next minute, we're off at Bargain Buyers buying some blue spray paint.
I'm blue, dabba-dee-dabba-dye, dabba-dee-dabba-dye.
Christina Aguilera is singing. Can you stop singing over the top of her?
This is my bit. Ready? I can't even do the lyrics anyway. But I am a genie in a bottle. So what we did is we completely spray painted the body blue, did the face, got the gold chains on, the gold hair, and I looked better than Will Smith.
Putting it out there right now, 13, 12, 16, if you think that he didn't, because I don't think he did.
I am very much love how I turned out. I looked like, you know what I look like?
What?
I look like a Calvin Klein. If Genie was a Calvin Klein model, that's how he would look.
The nerve on you thinking that A, you're a Calvin Klein model, or B, that you're better looking than Will Smith.
Hit GV on Instagram or go to Hit Goulburn Valley. Type that in on Facebook right now. You can see the photo. Leave a comment. Give it a like as well if you like it and let us know your thoughts.
Yes, someone's calling through. Hold on. All right. Hello, Hit 96.9. Who's this?
G'day, it's Andy from your favourite place, Vanilla.
Andy, what's going on? What can we do for you this morning?
Man, I'm a bit worried about you, mate.
Yeah, you and me both, buddy.
What's wrong with me? I'm perfectly normal.
Mate, you look like you turned into a walking varicose vein.
I mean, Genie from Aladdin is more what I was going after.
Mate, it's more like someone hasn't been helped out by the missus in a while and your whole body's turned.
Keep going, Andy. What else does he look like?
Oh, do you want to help you out? I look like a Smurf. I look like an avatar. What else have I been told?
Mate, look like you've made out with a blue-tongued lizard.
These are the most descriptive metaphors I've ever heard in my life.
But regardless, did you give the photo a double tap, Andy? Did you give it a bit of love?
Mate, I couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Yeah, no, you and me both yet again. What do you think about the state of his rig?
Mate, let's be honest, I can understand why he's really painted himself blue.
Oh. I did get someone hashtag on the Facebook photo saying hashtag dad bod. I don't think I'm ready for a dad bod yet.
Do you know what? When I was doing the spray painting of him, he actually said to me, hey, Ellie, can you do some thicker marks around my six-pack to make it look like I got a bit of definition there, please? Well, Andy, thank you so much for calling in and verifying what I thought was, you know, the case, and that photo was ridiculous and unwarranted and not necessary.
Thank me by never letting that man take his shirt off again.
Yes! Hey, no. The Goulburn Valley's got to relax. The shirt will come off when it needs to come off. Jeannie didn't have a shirt, so neither did Jeannie Sharla. Well, leave me alone.
Put the Jeannie back in the bottle.
If we rub your lamp, I don't want to know what happened.
Oh, God. All right, we better leave you there. Thanks for your call, Andy.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here over in South Africa. It's getting down to the pointy end, and we did say goodbye to another couple of people last night. Luke Jacobs was one of them, and when we just spoke to him off air, he said he had a mouthful of panna cotta. Is that still the case, Luke?
I thought I had like 40 seconds and it was only 15. So, yes, I've just had another mouthful of panna cotta. Thank you very much.
How good?
I cannot believe how sweet that tasted.
How good does it taste? Yeah, I was going to say after that time in the jungle.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? You could literally put a fly on a toast and it would be a little bit more flavoursome than the stuff that we've been eating. It's been horrible. Honestly, I almost licked the condensation off the window before because it just looked tastier than what we've been eating. It's been a really wonderful experience.
Is the panna cotta the first thing that's gone in your mouth since being eliminated?
No, look, I'll be very, very honest with you. I had some M&Ms, I had my fiance's tongue, and I also had a little bit of beef jerky. So, but it wasn't at the same time. But, yeah, it's been a wonderful day.
How good would panna cotta on the end of your missus' tongue be, Luke?
You'll have to call me back tomorrow for the answer.
I don't know, I think I'd prefer the beef jerky on the tongue.
Oh, right,
that sounds delicious.
That sounds wrong.
What came first out of the beef jerky and the tongue, just out of interest?
So, yeah, both. pretty good.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, God. Now, Luke, how was your time in there? Because we've spoken to a lot of contestants and they all said it's been pretty grueling. They never want to see a bowl of rice and beans ever again. Are you feeling much the same?
I don't know whether it was shown that much. I had an absolute ball. I think, look, the rice and beans, it served a purpose. We ate when we needed to eat. It wasn't the most delicious food, but, you know, we had a huge crew that were organising the most fun activities for us every day. We got to swim in a waterfall and, you know, sleep under the stars every night. It was amazing. I used to go camping as a kid, so I would normally pay to go and do the things that we did. And now I actually got to go and do it and have all these people do all these amazing things for me. So it was actually an amazing holiday.
Amazing.
On that, do the crew ever eat in front of you? Like, are they just munching on some Hungry Jacks or something while they're filming you and you're just sitting there starving?
We actually don't. Yeah, no, we're starving the whole time. We don't. We're not allowed to interact with anyone. So when when we leave camp to go to a trial, they put us in a blindfold. We hold the person in front of us's shoulders and then we walk a path. And then we get there, and then all of a sudden we're with Chris and Julia. So we're not allowed to interact with anyone from the outside world. You know, if we do battery changes for our microphones, we walk out, we change it, we walk back in. So they only want us to immerse ourselves with the people they're in there with. But every now and then you might smell a bit of cologne, or you know, sometimes you might smell a bit of burger on someone's breath. But that's about it.
Do you ever try and tempt them, just like crack gags and wait for them to crack?
Are you joking? Yeah, have you seen the people with like the English sergeants at the castle? Like, you know, they're not allowed to smile. Yeah, of course you do. And every now and then you give them a tickle and they sort of slap your hand away and you're like, okay, did I go too far then? Like, what's going on? But one time I had the blindfold on, but I could see one of the producers had some mints in his pocket. And he didn't realise, but I took three of them and he had no idea. So, you get very, very sneaky.
Hey, Luke, does it hurt a little bit that you're so close yet so far to the grand finale, which is Sunday, or are you happy with your time in the jungle?
I'm thrilled with my time in the jungle, but obviously, you know, being so close to the end, it's obviously going to suck, but I'm glad I didn't miss out by 2 or 3 weeks. You know, like if I kind of went out first and then watched everyone else do all the things that, you know, that I could have done, but I'm not missing out on a great deal. I'm missing out on, you know, just a few hours, you know, maybe a trial or two, you know. So it's not as bad as what it could have been. And I had a fantastic time. I did all of the things that I was petrified of doing. The only thing I didn't do was eat a spider. That's what my nephew wanted me to do. So maybe we'll have to try and find something like that in a Coles or a Woolies in Australia, but I'll see how I go.
I'm sure we can rustle up one for you in the Goulburn Valley. We've got plenty around.
So many.
Yeah, no. Again, this was not a suggestion box. That was
awesome. Damn it, I was about to be on the phone to your publicist, sorting it out. Get to Shep. I got a huntsman waiting for you.
Hey, Luke Jacobs, Angie.
I'll stick to the panna cotta, please.
With spiders in it. Hey, Luke, we've got Angie Kent coming on the show a little bit later. She was obviously eliminated last night as well. You got some goss on her for us that we can ask her and bring up in the interview?
Do you know what? It's funny because she has some of the best facial expressions that I've ever actually seen, and her dancing methods are beyond extraordinary. But I think maybe she might have been the source of the tinea going around the camp. So maybe ask. I don't think she was, but she might have been, and I think that no one really knows who it was. So ask her if she brought the tinea in, because as far as everyone else is concerned, no one had it before she did.
Oh, it's made it all the way to the GB, because I've got that at the moment as well, weirdly.
I'll leave the tinea question to you.
Isn't it crazy? You know, like it started off with like a voice phone call, then you could FaceTime. Now we can tinea swap. It's just ridiculous what technology can do.
This chat has gone from panna cotta to tinea. What an interview, Luke Jacobs. We love you.
It has come full circle, that's for sure.
Brilliant. Sweet. Let's bring it on. Thanks very much. And I hope everyone else is enjoying their cream on toast this morning. That's great.
All right. Well, we will let you take some more bites of your panna cotta. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a great morning.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, Jay. I've been hit up on our Hit GB Instagram page by someone. His name's Tanner. Does that name ring a bell to you at all?
Not one bit in the slightest. What does he want?
Well, Tanner's had a bit of a run-in with you, and he's got a bone to pick with you. He joins us now. Morning, Tanner.
Good morning, Ellie. How are you going?
Tanner, I don't know from the slightest your name. It doesn't ring a bell at all. What have I got to do with you at all in the slightest?
Mate, you're a terrible human being.
Yes. This is my favourite chat we've ever done already. That's all.
My mind's going straight to maybe road rage. What's happened?
Mate. Played soccer on Saturday against you.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if you remember, it was meant to be a friendly, which you took it a bit too far.
Okay. On the weekend, I obviously played for Shep United. I'm guessing, Tanner, you're one of the players for Cobram?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't remember having any run-ins with any players. Which one are you?
Did he sledge you?
Oh, no, I don't think he sledged me. I think what happened was, at the start of the game, I decided to say, hey, look, that's Josiah from the radio show. So I decided to run into him.
Yeah.
And then, I'll give it about 10 minutes later, just so I decided to kick the ball into my face. And then...
Tanner, in my defense, I didn't pick the ball up and purposely like belt it into your face. That was, I know exactly, you were the one, I crossed it into the box for one of our strikers. It collected your noggin on the way through.
Josiah, there was no one in the box.
Oh. Yeah. Josiah, do you know what, Tanner? I know him pretty well, and he does have a bit of a temper on him. Chances are it was deliberate.
Hang on, 100%. Tanner. I rest assured it was complete accident, first of all. Second of all, that would have hurt. Have I done any damage or were we all good?
I have a nice black eye, which looks like I have eyeliner going across, but, you know, whatever.
He's trying to make you look more like me.
Yeah, a bit of eyeliner.
I love
underneath.
My eyeliner.
No headaches, nothing like that. I've had a ball in the face before. It hurts a lot.
I've had a migraine for I had a migraine for 2 days. wasn't too great.
Can I get sued for that?
You are such a bad sport. Not sued. You can get charged with assault.
Oh, can I really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, Josiah. We can send Josiah to jail over this. He's caused you an injury. 100%.
Oh. You're a public figure, Josiah. Yeah. I should be suing you for sure.
Do you think less of the Josiah and Ellie show because of this incident, Tanner?
Oh, no, nah, not really.
Oh, good.
So were you a fan? So you're obviously a fan beforehand?
A fan.
Yeah, I was. I listen to you blokes all the time. I'm calling you blokes because, you know, it's Eli, Ellie.
Yeah,
you
mate. Yeah, we're all blokes together. Let's have some
tea. If you're such a big fan of the show, shouldn't it be an honour that I kicked you in the face?
No, it's definitely no honour, mate. When your missus turns around and says, are you wearing eyeliner?
Instead of offering an autograph, Josiah, you just offered a black eye. Now he can wear that for the whole week.
Oh, Tanner, yeah. And to rub things in, don't mention the score on you.
No, it wasn't too bad. We thought we did well.
Yeah. No, you guys were good. I should officially on the radio. I can't believe you've called in. Apologise. It was an accident, I promise you, but sorry about the black eye.
Mate, you're 6'5", thick, not a 5'4" person. That's very helpful.
I mean, that makes it a little bit worse.
Pick on someone your own size.
No, good.
Anytime
all good.
You want to stitch him up, Tanner, feel free. You've got our number. Feel free to give us a call.
No stress, will do.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
residents of North Shepparton, look out because there is a criminal on the loose.
Oh, there's more than one criminal around that area. My goodness, there's a fair few, to be honest.
I have had a crime committed against me and I'm not happy about it.
What's happened, Ellie? Well, because not long ago on the show, was it the end of last year, you had those kids that were trying to steal money out of your car?
Yep. We caught them in our driveway. Midway through taking something, we don't know what, out of my housemate's
You've
car.
You've really got to move away from Olympic Ave.
I'm not on Olympic Ave. Anyway, yesterday my housemate Mia comes home. She goes, hey, where's our bins? I'm like, what do you mean, where's our bins? They're just up front. She's like, no, they're not. And I was like, well, I put them out on Thursday night. Thursday night's bin night. It's now Tuesday and they have disappeared.
Where were they? Out the very, very front?
Yep, just out on the verge, just sitting there. Had my red bin and my green bin because I had a few little branches to throw out last week. Chuck that out. Chuck the red one out. Bob's your uncle.
You don't do gardening.
Nah, I think the branches had been in there for like 3 months. And there was like two of them.
So who are you suspecting? A neighbour next door, the person out the front? Like who would take a bin?
That's the thing. We talked it out and I was like, maybe we left them out too long. Because I was like, I don't remember seeing them on Friday morning. And then both of us were away over the weekend. So we weren't sure exactly when they went disappeared.
So no one brought them in?
No. So we both knew, neither of us had brought them in.
I'm sorry, but if you're, what's your bin night?
Thursday night,
and you didn't bring them in till...
But the reason that I didn't bring them in could have been because I didn't notice that they were out on Friday.
Yeah, but if you see someone's bins left out the front, it means they're either away on holidays or they're up for grabs.
No, I agree, but which is why I wouldn't have left them out the front and gone away over the weekend.
You're lucky your house didn't get broken into as well. As soon as they saw them out the front, they would have been like, let's go in there as well.
Josiah, I'm not lucky because theft was still committed against me. Somebody in Shepparton has my bins. Maybe not even in Shepparton. Maybe they've driven in from Echuca and just picked up a wheelie bin and then headed on their merry way.
They just arrested those three dudes in Echuca.
There you go.
Maybe they took your bins as well as everyone else's stuff.
But what are you going to do with someone else's bin?
Use it to fill up your stuff. You might run out of room, so you need a second bin. Many people do. A lot of families, houses, they need extra room in their bins.
No,
you can sell
rubbish collection's only once a week, so you can only get one bin collected a week anyway.
Well, the good news is you can get a free one replaced by council. However, same things actually happened to someone I know, and it wasn't in the Shepparton Council, it was in another council. They got their bin replaced, but the council replaced it with a smaller bin, so they were outraged. And the council goes, no, if you want the bigger bin, which was, well, I don't know how big they are, 500 litres or whatever, I'm making that up, 50-litre bin, the big one, then you have to pay X amount for it, which was like $300. As if you're going to pay, do you just want your old big bin back?
Yeah. I don't have $300. Are you kidding me?
And they chucked
it in
your rates.
$300 a week.
Well, just.
On this wage? God, so I'm so mad about it. So I want to talk about it this morning. 13, 12, 16. What weird thing have you had stolen?
Oh, this
because
is good.
It's weird to steal someone's bloody bin.
Yeah, you can understand some cash. You understand jewelry because they're like, you know, generic things people would steal because they're worth something. But
yeah. Hey, thieves, come inside. You know the MacBook I've got? Super expensive. Just kidding. Please don't. I just told you I earn $300 a week. I can't afford to lose my laptop.
Well, I did tell you about my friend that time, remember a few months ago?
Yeah.
And his wife, the thieves kept going over their fence and into the house and stealing her underwear.
Ugh.
Not once, but twice.
Gross. Gross, gross, gross.
I mean, it was nice underwear.
Oh, okay. Was it Victoria's Secret? Because in that case,
was.
Go for it. All right. Give us a call this morning. Get involved. 13, 12, 16. Have you had something weird stolen? Probably you have around this area. Josiah, there has been a revelation. I've just gone on the radio and had a big rant about how my bins were stolen from out the front of my
house.
Yeah,
and we've put out the call on 13, 12, 16. What's a weird thing you've had stolen because you had your bins stolen?
Yeah. My housemate Mia's just messaged me. I think our bins are at the front house.
You are an absolute idiot.
Why would they be at the front house, though? Who would have moved them? I'm pretty sure the front house is empty.
No, I'll tell you exactly who. It's not empty. The person that lives in there would have seen them out the front, realised you're most likely away, realised when your bin's out the front, makes it look like you were on holidays, so someone doesn't break into your house. They've kindly brought your bins in for you, left them in their house,
and
you've made a segment making something up. This is unauthentic radio, Eleanor.
It's not authentic. When I told the story, I thought my bins had been stolen. You know what? And I replied and I was like, are you kidding me? Because I'm just speaking about it on the radio right now. And she goes, do it anyway. We don't know the truth.
God. Oh, lots of credibility on the Josiah and Ellie show.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry for accusing the residents of North Shep. Slash, I think I said people from Echuca had driven in and stolen my
bins.
Yeah,
they probably did, though, anyway. Let's be honest. Those three guys.
You know what? Until I see those bins back in their rightful place, I'm going to assume they're stolen.
All right,
so
9:05 this morning when you head home. Or maybe we should just send you home now.
Okay, done. Deal. Done. I'll head home. You do the rest of the show. Fine. All right, well, regardless, we're going to press on with this topic. 13, 12, 16, what's the weirdest thing you've had stolen? Jade, have you had something weird stolen?
Yeah, look, a lot of socks. It was something that was happening in our whole neighbourhood, and we realised one of the neighbour's cats just kept coming and stealing everyone's socks.
Oh, the sock bandit. It's a cat. Thank goodness it's a cat, not some freak.
Yeah, well, at first we were like, all right, you know, socks go missing all the time.
Yeah.
But then it was like consistent, and we started asking around, and everyone was missing socks. And then, yeah, one of our neighbours found like a whole stack that their cat had just put aside.
Where was the cat keeping them? Like in the garden, in the house? Was the owner not surprised?
Stuffing them under the bed. Stuffing them under the owner's bed. And she went to like change the sheets one day and found just like 16 socks. It was really strange.
It sounds really strange as well.
I mean, socks are kind of one size fits all. I'd probably take that. Like, I don't need matching socks. What a lucrative cat to have.
I mean, none of us wanted him back. Like, yeah.
He's paying for his whiskers in socks.
Maybe the owner trained the cat to steal people's socks. There's a little industry you got to take off.
I mean, that's like $5 for like 10 pairs of Kmart. Yeah. I don't know why you would bother.
No, I would. I'm a sting, so it sounds good to me. Get me a cat burglar any day of the week.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. It's getting down to the very pointy end. And we spoke earlier to Luke Jacobs, who was eliminated last night. So now it's only fitting that we speak to Angie, who was also sent home. She joins us now. Morning, Angie.
Hello.
Angie. We asked Luke the same question. Does it hurt falling out at this hurdle? You're almost there in the grand finale.
It does. You know what? Every other day I was ready to go, but because it was just one more night in the sweet, sweet jungle, it hurt a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, you were so, so close to the end, but alas, it wasn't meant to be. But your mum's still in there.
My soul sister, Evie Jones, she's still in there.
Yeah, I know, right? So that's got to make it a bit easier.
It was so magical for us to be the last two girls. We came in together not thinking we would both make it this far. We made it till pretty much the last, well, yeah, definitely the last couple of days. And now she's still there and I just got out and I'm so stoked for the whole thing. Like, it's been so... It's been a whirlwind, that's for sure.
Hey, Angie, do you feel a bit naked without Evie? Like, it's kind of like not having your phone on. You're always looking for it.
It's so weird because obviously before this we were Gogglebox, so everything was Angie and Evie. But as soon as we got in the jungle, we were split, and I think that was really good for us because we are pretty much like sisters. So it is kind of always having that security blanket there, and now we're kind of branching off and we can talk without finishing each other's sentences, and it's been quite nice, but I do miss her, and I know that she would be missing me in there, but I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, nah, to make the grand final for her is amazing. Was she the one that was responsible for pulling you away from playing tonsil hockey with Justin? Or
So I think that there was quite a few people when I first got into the jungle that were hoping for a jungle romance, but unfortunately I did not play into the whole jungle romance thing, and I would rather pass derm, apparently, I said. So no.
He did.
On tonsil hockey with Justin. I see him as like a brother or a cousin. Like, I just want to squeeze his little head off because he's so fun, or just punch him square in the face.
You did have a love-hate so relationship, didn't you, in the jungle? There was a lot about him that also annoyed you.
Yeah, you know what? We spend 24/7 together. We're starving. We're thrown into situations that you would never even dream of. So I was like, what am I being punked right now? Is this real life, this conversation? But other times I adored everyone in there. But yes, I probably did get a little bit frustrated the most with him. He's easy to get annoyed at, but he is a beautiful boy.
We had Justin on the show earlier this week and he said that now that you guys are all out, the plan is to still go camping together. Is that something you're going to be doing, or did you just kind of say that to get him off your back?
No, you know what? We're all a bunch of crazies, we probably would do something like go camping together. There was a bunch of us that loved it, even though it was so hard, we loved it so much. So I wouldn't be surprised if you saw or heard that we went camping together, but glamping. Let's say
yeah,
glamping.
Exactly. Definitely do it in style. Now, there's been something we've been wanting to ask you all morning. We did have Luke Jacobs on the show before, and we said, hey, what can we use to stitch up Angie? And he said, well, tell her that we're all pretty sure that she's the one who brought Tinia to the camp.
Oh, Tinia, Ange. Tinia.
Ew. I'm going to get all the boys with that rumor.
Yeah, move aside Justin. You know, forget about him. You're Tinia Ange.
Yeah.
Bring on the Tinia lovers. I'm sure there's some kind of fetish out there.
Hey, I've got Tinia. We can hook up.
There could be Tinder for Tinia, you know?
Oh, it's cute, right? You know what? I did get some kind of South African foot rot at the very beginning of time when we first got in. So I don't think I'm to blame because everyone about 2 weeks later, I got new girl Tinia. Later on, the Tinia came in and I had no part of that. Sister was healed, so that was not me. That came from something else.
South African foot rot. That's not something I've heard of every day.
Yeah,
my goodness.
No.
Sounds delicious.
I just made it up. I probably didn't. It was just a mosquito bite and I carried on like a baby.
Surprised they didn't make you eat it.
Yeah, sounds like something
I
would do.
No, if you didn't watch the last episode or so, we actually fell into a pool of everybody's dirty socks that I have seen in my mouth.
Yuck.
Oh, that is horrific, Angie.
Come at me, fellas.
Yeah, I know. Tell you what, get yourself to the Goulburn Valley. I'm sure we can hook you up. Tinia or no Tinia. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. Go get yourself some, I don't know, foot cream or something for that Tinia.
Angie. Foot cream and food, that's all I want.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. The grand finale is happening on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. only on Win, so make sure you catch it. Angie Kemp, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Josiah, you and I have gone, no, I wouldn't say viral, but we gained a bit of publicity.
We went international, absolutely global.
Yeah, it was a nice little win for our show. We got an article written up about a stitch-up that we did on a big American presenter.
Yeah, in America, she's huge. She's been on VH1 Hits, which is massive over there. She's been on American Idol presenting. She's been on heaps of shows. Like, the girl is huge, not to mention she does a radio show, just like us, every morning that goes not just to the GV or to one city in America, it goes to the whole of America and Canada. Huge.
Yeah. So you, as usual, have been flirting with her because that's what you do with rich and famous and good-looking women.
She slid into my DMs, I might say. I have a friend that works on the show.
Anyway, so we thought we'd make something out of it and we did a little stitch up on her. So if you missed it on the show last week, this is how it went down. I pretended to be Josiah's girlfriend and we gave Nicole a call. Nicole, I just wanted to have a talk to you, girl on girl, because Josiah played me the audio of you talking about him on the radio and I just didn't appreciate, like, he's my boyfriend and I didn't appreciate you speaking about him like that. And then now I've seen the messages that you guys have been sending each other. And it's just inappropriate. I'm not happy about it.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is all in good fun. I'm married with children, and we live in another country. So it was all just in fun because it was Ben's friend. I didn't see anything by it. This, obviously, you live halfway across the world. It's all sort of a joke, and I'm sorry if you took it seriously.
You know, I understand that. I understand you're in a different country and everything, but I mean, that's not going to stop me. I can still come over there.
Okay, I'm really sorry that you're so upset, and I did not mean to do anything. My husband knows of Josiah and knows that it's all sort of a joke. So if you think I would ever do anything, I'm sorry if that's impressing you.
I just want you to know that I actually work out a lot, and I'm pretty strong. So if it did ever come down to it, I'll do what's called an Australian slap, and you won't see it coming. I'm sorry.
This is not
I'm
a
sorry,
joke, Nicole.
Do it
we can keep this going as much as we want. This is my co-host Ellie. How are you, Nicole?
This is a joke, right?
Oh. I'm so sorry. So fair to say, it was a bit of fun, the whole stitch-up situation. I mean, I died from stress doing it, but it went well. And the whole thing got picked up by an outlet called Radio Today.
Which is a big news radio website.
Yeah, if you're not in radio, probs haven't heard of it. But for people in radio, it's kind of a bit of a Bible, you know, like it's all the radio happenings and all the news and stuff. So
radio nerds like yourself take it very seriously.
Exactly.
I can give a stuff.
Anyway, so Radio Today wrote an article about it. The reporter who wrote the article must have just typed into Google, the worst photo of Ellie Chaney I can find to use as a thumbnail.
What did they type in? Josiah and Ellie ugly or something on Google Images?
It must have been. Because
I look horrific as well, but I can't complain. Because your photo.
It is. You know me. I'm not very vain. You will ask to change the lighting 7 different times.
Yeah, because when we take a
photo.
Vain.
Yeah, I don't care. You can take a bad photo of me. But when the photo is going to everyone in my industry, all my peers, and maybe they haven't met me in real life, I don't want it to be an awful photo.
Well, describe to everyone what you're doing in the photo. So what makes it so bad?
It was the day that you and I went and had a massage at Indotus Bar. Beautiful massage. But I'd come out after having a facial and everything. So my skin was looking awful because, you know, straight after a facial, they've attacked your pimples and whatnot. Had no makeup on. And there, it was a screenshot of a video. So in the video, they're look really relaxed. So my face is relaxed. My eyes are squinty. And I look horrific.
Yeah,
and I'm in the foreground of the photo. You're just chilling in the background looking fine.
I honestly don't think you look too bad.
I look awful.
But I can understand why you're upset.
Anyway, so the article goes up. Next minute, I get about 12 messages. I just want to read you an example of messages that were pouring in from various peers around the country.
Okay, so this is everyone supporting you with your look in your article?
Yep. Bah-ha-ha-ha-ha in caps. Just saw your video on radio today, and other than the awful photo they've put up at you, you're a bloody superstar. Okay, cool. Jesus Christ, Ellie, you have to sue radio today was another one.
Wow.
Why are you giving me the old squint eye? I'm uncomfortable was another one. Great write-up, guys. Where'd they rip that photo from, though? Great photo they used, Ellie. Lol. Jesus in caps. These are my friends. Well, and they are tearing me to shreds.
Well, on the plus side, at least you've got honest friends. It's better than having the opposite. Imagine if your friend said, you look amazing, don't know what you're talking about.
I know. You know how when there's a bad photo of you, you want people to be it's not that bad.
Yeah.
You're fine. Not one person has done that. Everyone's nah, fair enough.
So it was either a horrific photo or you've got really honest friends.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle, I reckon.
Yeah. So great that the show got some publicity, but to what extent? I've ruined. My image is dead.
Nah, you'll be right. You'll bounce back. You know what you should do? Paint yourself blue and turn yourself into a genie.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Married at First Sight, though, that's what I want to talk about right now because it's on every night pretty much, so it's giving me hours and hours and hours worth of entertainment.
It is just ridiculous this year. They have cast above and beyond.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more ridiculous it can get, the show.
Well, one of the storylines that's going at the moment is between Innes and Sam. Now, Innes and Sam have been paired up with different people. But it's not working out with their matches that the experts have given them. I know. Very
innocent?
Sad. Did you say innocent?
Yeah.
Good gear.
Thanks.
I mean, you had to, I feel like you needed to flesh it out a bit more. Okay. But maybe save it for later, but that's okay. You'll know when it's best to bring it back into conversation.
I'll feel it.
Exactly. But anyway, so Innes and Sam have decided they don't like their partners and that they want to maybe have a bit of a secret affair. So last night, Innes slid into his DMs for a second time and said, hey, come over, I've got the house to myself. So Sam toddles on over. And there's something that Innes has been saying throughout this series that I just need to bring up because she says it all the time when she's referring to Sam. And this is it.
When I seen you, I was like, that is like my type of snack.
Oh, a delicious snack, I hope.
Yeah, good one. So
I thought you were a good snack as well, you know? Little dessert.
I mean,
what?
I know. I was like, is that something that anyone ever calls anyone? Is that a compliment to be called a snack?
Or is it something you call your partner? It just sounds weird.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what she sounds in that.
Psycho?
She doesn't sound innocent at all.
Oh. Well done. He got there in the end, ladies and gentlemen.
And she sounds like a Fruit Loop. You're right.
Yeah.
Who calls someone a snack? Hey, Ellie, I've been looking at you all morning and you know what I think of when I see you?
Yeah.
You remind me of a snack.
What, like a Cheeto, a Pringle, a Dorito?
No, you know what? I look at you and think a Mars bar, but a snack-sized one, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks. I came in this morning and I was banging on about this to you. I was like, who says that? It's so scripted, this show. Blah, blah, blah. No one's called Snack. And you were like, hold on, I know someone who's called Snack. And so I thought it's only fitting that we get this person on the show to just prove that it's true.
We've been calling him Snack his whole life.
So please welcome to the show, Jack, or should I say Snack. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Snack. First of all, clear up, because I actually don't know the answer to this. Why are you called Snack?
Reason I'm called Snack. So my real name is actually Jack, but I actually went over to college in America for a year. I went on a soccer scholarship over there. And we all lived in the dorms on campus. So I always thought it was quite polite to bring snacks with me or bring things to someone else's house. So every time I went to another dormitory, I'd rock up with snacks. And then there was a bit of a trade-off where they would bring snacks to me and I'd bring snacks to them. And then the name just went from Jack to Snack, and it just stuck from there.
Well, that's for you. So on Married at First Sight last night, is it like an American thing? Why does she call him Snack like it's some sort of cute lovey-dovey name?
Because she wants to eat him up.
Oh, yuck. Is that why they call you Snack, Jack?
Yeah, Snack is a perfect bite-sized treat, mate. Like, she's probably so dissatisfied from her main meals and has to compensate with the snacks in the meantime.
Have you ever had a girl call you Snack in that respect, Jack?
No, they call me Snackalicious.
I think that's worse. Come here, Snackalicious.
Do you like that? Is that a good thing for you?
Yeah, it's a good thing because you can overeat on your main meals, but you can always remain steady snacking.
You can snack the whole day long.
You know what? I'm gonna go and start calling my girlfriend Snack from now on. Come here, Snack.
Yeah. Snack, you've just convinced me in this short amount of time that I actually love people calling people Snacks. Like, good on you, Innes, is my new train of thought.
Yeah, who doesn't enjoy a snack?
Well, there you go. I did not think we'd get one this morning, but Snack. What's your surname, Snack?
Snack Brown.
Snack Brown.
don't say that together.
The big Snacky Brown. Well, thank you for joining us. You've added something extra special to our show this morning, kind of like a snack, a special treat.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.